Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joe, jumping out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. We're going to talk to Mark Richt, former UM head coach and college football analyst for the ACC Network. Good morning, Coach Richt. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
We're doing great, Mark. It's great to have you, man. First of all, before we get going on everything, most of you coaches, as you know, you guys are lifers. You've been out a year now. Any itch at all to look at what's out there or not? Come on, give me something good there, you lifer, you.
Not really. Not really. If it really hits me hard, I'll do what I think God wants me to do. But right now, I don't think that's it.
That's good.
Well, especially, especially this year.
Yeah, right. Boy, I tell you, Mark, boy, you're not kidding. How crazy has this year been, the Power Five over this COVID-19, and I'm not here to say what's right and wrong. I have no idea. But we see the Power Five, two of the conferences not playing, the other three, we're all in. What have been your thoughts on the craziness of college football so far?
Well, just so tough to manage and know what's true and what's right. And you got to try to rely on the information you're given from the medical groups that you hire and trust to tell you what you should do. And it's just a mixed bag. Even that's a mixed bag, you know.
Right.
There's no right or wrong answer, as you said. But I think in the end that I think the student athletes are safer with their teams at their universities under the care of their trainers and team physicians than they would be if they were on their own. And you know, in the beginning, I was thinking if the students weren't on campus, then there's no way they'd play football. But in some cases, it's probably safer that they're at school. Some of these schools, they don't have kids on campus to intermingle with and start the pandemic rising in their school. So I think them playing is the smart thing to do right now.
Mark, for someone I'm sure that, you know, covers and watches everything going on in the college football world, all the opting out of the players that are top players in the draft or guys that should be picked in the top 100. Not a big shocker to you, I'm assuming, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, are you asking me what I think about that?
Yeah, are you shocked? Are you shocked at all?
I know the answer.
No.
Mark, I know the answer. Don't worry.
What's that?
No, you're not. I'll say you play, right.
I think that it's just the new normal, and I think some of the guys probably use COVID as an excuse to say, I'm afraid of getting hurt. I don't want to play this season. I feel like I've done enough to get drafted a certain position. And that's why you just got to keep recruiting because, you know, especially if you're recruiting high-level athletes that do have that shot at the NFL draft, it's kind of like basketball. You know, the teams that recruit the greatest kids better keep doing it because they're not going to be around very long. And at least in football, they have lasted three seasons on your campus, and now all of a sudden guys are opting out after two. I'm afraid that's going to be more commonplace.
Let me ask you, one of those guys is a guy you recruited that has turned out to be one of the great pass rushers in college football. He was Gregory Rousseau. Did that one surprise
right.
you at all?
Nothing surprises me now, especially this year. It was just so many confusing thoughts and, you know, everybody trying to figure out what's right and what's wrong. And, you know, Greg is really one of those guys that put himself in position to be a high pick. And, you know, we wish him well. I don't know if you guys have met this kid or not, but he's the nicest kid you've ever met in your life. And we just want only the best for him. But, you know, thankfully, Coach Diaz and the staff has been busting their tails in the recruiting trail and in the transfer portal and getting Quincy Roche and Jalen Phillips, you know, two tremendous ends that they can almost afford to lose a great player like that. That's hard to believe that I'm even saying that.
Yeah. Hey, Mark, just real quickly, overall, with what's going on at the U, what's it going to take in your eyes? You've been part of it. You've had 10 wins. You've seen the good side, the bad side of coaching at UM. What's it going to take for him to get it back to close to where it was before?
Well, it is going to take some patience by everybody, by the administration. I think the administration is willing to be patient. I think, you know, the fan base has just got to understand that some things take time. And even this transition right now with going to Coach Diaz's era of coaching, I mean, they've done a lot of great things. I mean, obviously the season ended really poorly and everybody was sick and everybody, you know, was up in arms about it. But since that time, they've recruited extremely well. They're building their program well. They're, you know, it looks like, you know, they got a quarterback that is mature enough and talented enough to help get them where they want to go this season in particular. You know, I don't think Miami had a QB talent issue. We had a QB maturity issue. And this De'Aaron King, from what I understand, is a really mature kid. I think he's rubbing off on Nikosi Perry, from what I understand. I think Nikosi's doing really well in a backup role, learning from a guy like him. And Nikosi, this season's not even going to count as a year of eligibility against us. So I think he'll still have two after this year. So you solidify that quarterback spot with some maturity and talent. You know, things are going to go well. But, I mean, the beginning of this season, let's look at it. I mean, UAB is no pushover. But then it's Louisville, Florida State, Clemson, Pitt, who might have one of the best defenses in the league. So it's going to be a rough start right there. And as far as – I'm not saying Miami won't win games. I'm just saying they're going to have to do battle, you know, for those games. And, you know, they may win some, lose some. But I think everybody's just got to stay patient and understand that by the time – the season's over, everybody's going to like the results.
Yeah, Coach, you brought up De'Aaron King, and not just De'Aaron King coming to campus, but a new offense, an air raid offense coming to Coral Gables and Green Tree practice fields. From what you've seen spread offense-wise and air raid-wise, what Rhett Lashley is bringing in here, what do you expect to see from this offense this season?
Well, I think you got a quarterback again who is built beautifully for it. We all know he can run like a deer, but he can also throw the ball very accurately. And I think this is going to be a really good fit for him. I think Rhett has obviously done a great job in the past, played for Gus Malzahn in high school and really understands the system well. I hear he's a really good teacher. And, again, I mean, it had been in a normal year, De'Aaron King would have had the entire spring to get all those reps under his belt, the entire summer, all the camp, all the scrimmages. And, you know, he'd probably be more ready today if he got to go through spring ball, but he didn't. But again, from what I hear, he's picked things up well, and they should hit the ground running.
Mark, I want to ask you about being a head coach. It seems harder than ever in college football because every player wants to come in and play right away, and if they're not, and they don't like where they are on the depth chart, you got a mom or a dad calling you saying, we ain't playing, we ain't staying. Does this seem like it's worse now than it's ever been as we watch this transfer portal just load up with guys looking to change schools?
Yeah, it's definitely different now. There was more patience. There was, you know, when a kid – couldn't transfer, like, you know, this one-time transfer thing's about to happen, and it's going to be true free agency in college football. I mean, it used to be a guy had to, you know, bite the bullet and compete, you know. And, you know, so some guys are trying to make these moves to find where the grass is greenest, but when they get there, they realize they got to compete. I mean, you look at the Jamie Newman kid at Wake. You know, he thought he was going to go to Georgia and you know, be the guy, and all of a sudden increase his draft status and all that kind of thing. So he takes off for greener pastures, and now he opts out. Now, why did he opt out? You know, they say coronavirus issues. I don't know. That may be it, but it looks to me like he got beat out. You know, so now all of a sudden he's not even going to play.
Yeah, right. I'm going to go get ready for the NFL. I don't have time all to right. compete against this other guy. By the way, speaking of that, because you're familiar with it, recruiting down here in South Florida, how about the new rules of, like, going out to recruit a guy and they go, oh, he's not at this high school anymore. He's about 5 miles away at another high school.
Right.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, it breeds that type of mentality where a guy can literally play football for one school, transfer at the mid-year, go play basketball for another school, and then he could transfer back to the football school if he wants to, go play football there again. I mean, it's crazy where, you know, they feel like if things aren't going well, or, you know, if I had a buddy who went to another school that I'm going to go to, and they're recruiting inside each other's programs, and you can't just coach ball anymore. You got to keep an eye on what's happening with your team.
Mark, if you were still in the coaching ranks right now and you got a vote on whether the transfer portal should happen or not, and do you which way would you vote, and do you think the transfer portal is helping or hurting college football at this point?
You know, I did like when a guy had to, you know, just hang in there and battle his way through things, because that's the way it is in life. I think that lesson gets lost in the fact that, well, we need the rights for the student athletes, and I'm not going to sit there and deny that they shouldn't have a chance to go somewhere else, but I do think there was a lot of value in guys, you know, battling through, you know, a little bit of adversity. I mean, I had a kid named David Pollock, if you remember him. After his freshman camp, he came into my office, said, my coach doesn't love me. I'm not good enough. I shouldn't have come here. I can't play here. I mean, he probably would have left, you know, but he stuck it out. He got in shape. He competed. And his second season, he was like Greg Rousseau. He led the nation in sacks, became a 3-time All-American and first-round draft pick. But if the transfer portal existed for David, he probably would have taken off somewhere and just found another spot and then decided that was too tough. So, you know, there's value in those guys battling it out, I think.
Mark, the other one is, first time because of the COVID-19, we got Notre Dame with a full ACC schedule. What are your thoughts after having some great games against Notre Dame? What are your thoughts with them full time?
Well, I think the league did a great job to get Notre Dame. I mean, I'm sure it had to do with the scheduling issue for Notre Dame, but I see a huge risk for Notre Dame. I mean, right now they're independent. They've been independent. They're kind of have this aura about them and their program. And now you put them in anybody's league. I mean, if they end up losing 2 or 3 games and end up in the middle of the pack of the ACC, I mean, it damages their reputation as this elite team that, you know, deserves to be set apart from everybody. Plus, you look at a guy like Ian Book, all right? He's a really good quarterback. I was watching his tape yesterday. But you also got Trevor. You got Sam at, you know, Howell over there at right. North Carolina. You got De'Eric. You got the kid at Louisville, Cunningham. I mean, he may be the third, fourth, fifth best quarterback in the league, let alone in the country. And they're not used to being compared to other people in their own conference. And now all of a sudden, you know, they're getting these comparisons, or, you know, and rankings where you fit in a conference rather than where you fit nationally. It's a new deal for them.
Mark, you get a chance to talk to Manny very much anymore?
Yeah, we mostly text here and there. And, you know, I've been, you know, well-received around there if I ever, you know, need anything or want to come by and visit. But I've visited a couple times. Looking at the the facility, the when it got finished up. It's really a beautiful thing that they did there. And but Manny and I don't talk all the time, but we have a good open communication and a good friendship.
Mark, it's always great having you, man. Thank you so much for coming on, spending a little bit of time with us during this crazy time right now.
Going to be a great game tomorrow night. I can't wait.
All right. Thanks a lot, Mark.
I'll see you. Thank you, Mark.
See you guys.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.